Let's get out of the inquest into last month's deadly siege in Sydney's Martin Place, where it's been confirmed that it was a police bullet that killed barrister Katrina Dawson. The counsel assisting the inquest told the hearing that the hostage taker and gunman, Man Haron Monis, shot Lind Cafe manager Tory Johnson in the back of the head in an execution-style killing. He says a police marksman witnessed the shooting and within minutes, heavily armed police stormed the building. Our reporter Brendan Trembarth is at the State Coroner's Court and joins us now with the details. Brendan, just how these two hostages died has been one of the big questions since the siege. What has this inquiry now confirmed?
Certainly, Eleanor, as you say, the deaths of the barrister by fragments from police bullets and the way in which the manager was killed in an execution-style killing by the gunman, Man Haron Monis. We heard that this started, as we know well, as an ordinary day in Sydney. People were at a cafe in Sydney's Martin Place. It was a few days before Christmas. About 8:30 in the morning, the gunman entered the cafe. He asked the manager to lock the cafe and then told people gathered, "This is an attack. I have a bomb." He was wearing a vest and a bandana, and the inquest has heard he had a shortened pump-action shotgun. Here's how counsel assisting the inquiry, Jeremy Gormley, has described the death of the manager some hours later, frustrated after a number of people had escaped.
And Mr. Johnson was made by Mr. Monis to kneel on the floor of the cafe. After a short lapse of time, Mr. Monis simply shot him without further notice or warning in the back of the head. The end of the barrel was about 75 centimetres from Mr. Johnson's head at the moment of discharge. Mr. Johnson is believed to have died immediately. The shot was witnessed by a police marksman who called it in. That resulted in an immediate order to force entry. Entry of the cafe occurred within seconds.
That's a fairly graphic description there by counsel assisting Jeremy Gormley. So, Brendan, what did Mr. Gormley say about how Katrina Dawson then died?
Well, it was during the raid when heavily armed police went into the cafe. Something like 22 shots were fired by police as they tried to take control of the situation. And here's Jeremy Gormley again on the death of the barrister, Katrina Dawson.
Ms. Dawson was struck by six fragments of a police bullet or bullets, which ricocheted from hard surfaces into her body. I'll not detail the damage done to Ms. Dawson other than to say that one fragment struck a major blood vessel. She lost consciousness quickly and died shortly afterwards.
That's counsel assisting Jeremy Gormley there again. Brendan, were any of the hostages attending the hearing today?
It's hard to say exactly, Eleanor, because we were kept in a separate room deliberately, but court staff had told us that family of Tory Johnson were present, but Katrina Dawson's family were not present on this occasion. We did see a number of police arriving. We did hear that the inquest intends calling two of the officers from the entry team. Their identities have been suppressed. They'll be known as Officer A and Officer B.
So what course will the inquest now take?
There is a great amount of material to go through. There is camera footage. There are recordings by the media, audio and video, social media postings, all sorts of things. But the major issues include the deaths of each person, including the gunman, the security issues involving the gunman himself. Was he on a watch list at the time? So that will involve checking with state and Commonwealth agencies. They'll also look at the terrorism issue, of whether this should be categorised as a terrorist attack. It was called at the time by the gunman an Islamic State attack, though we did hear that Islamic State was not connected, though an Islamic State representative did later claim some responsibility. The other issues involving the gunman are bail. He was out on bail at the time, and also mental health, his mental state of mind at the time and before.
Lots more to cover then. Brendan Trembarth, our reporter, covering that inquest into last month's deadly siege in Sydney's Martin Place.